Are you tired of rolling joints the traditional way, the boring way, and just messing it up, like not getting it right, not being able to roll it and just mess up? Try the original Joint Buddy. You'll have perfect joints, cylinder perfect joints, symmetrical, beautiful, amazing joints. Check them out. Link in the description. Get one. Roll one before this episode. Thanks for watching.
Hey guys, it's Nikki Knightley here. You probably recognize me from the Anthony Rogers Show. Or maybe it's from my interracial gangbang on Pornhub. Who gives a shit? Anyways, we're giving away 4 general admission tickets to Daytona, Florida's Rockville concert. There's going to be bands there like Korn, Linkin Park, Shinedown, Smile Empty Soul, ICP, Green Day, and much, much more. If you'd like a chance to win, comment below on this video and follow us on Instagram at Rogers Show, and we'll pick a lucky winner. See you there.
Welcome to Rockville, North America's largest rock festival returns in 2025 with Green Day, Korn, Shinedown, and Linkin Park. Plus, Bad Omens, Incubus, Good Charlotte, Rob Zombie, Alice in Chains, Pierce the Veil, Marilyn Manson, 3 Days Grace, Sublime, I Prevail, and so many more. Welcome to Rockville, May 15th to the 18th at the Daytona International Speedway. Passes on sale now at WelcomeToRockville.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Still alive, you know?
Yeah, doing good, yeah. That's good to hear that you're alive still.
Yeah.
We don't have to use AI to talk to you on this episode. It's pretty good.
I know. Thank God. Whew.
But no, we have some bigger stuff happening. People may have seen on like Instagram and a bunch of stuff like that. Like basically, we're giving away tickets to a huge concert in Daytona, Florida in May. So you may want to check that out. Like that video, I think the one I posted on the show page is already up to 43,000 views just on Instagram, I think. So, I mean, like, hopefully... We're going to make somebody's dreams come true, it seems like. I mean, a lot of these
chick comes in handy once in a while. That's fucking dope. Who knew having tits would be cool?
That's funny. Looks like we already have Frankie here. We're going to do the weather real fast for wherever, really. So if you're somewhere and you want the weather, let us know where you're at. What's up, Frank?
It was raining earlier. It's downgraded to showers in San Diego, Scotia right now. They got some more thunderstorms heading for Missouri later on this week, including Arkansas as well. Is going to bring a lot of rain in eastern United States this Friday and Saturday coming up in eastern United States, including Sydney, Nova Scotia on Saturday night. Things are going great so far. Where I'm at right now, they got a new Frank Del Bobble hits coming out in summertime in July.
Nice, man. Congrats on that. What's what does it look like?
And it wearing a t-shirt, blue and red t-shirts.
Oh, you sent it to me in chat. I'll pull it up. Here we go. Oh, that's your book. Hang on.
Yes, yeah, so I love the video of Ebony Mystique and me. You're in the collab.
I was wondering how you liked that, Frankie. I told her you're her favorite porn star, dude. She said hey and stuff. So what did you think of the call out?
It's really great.
Yeah, man, you're a hero. You're a hero now. Like porn stars know who you are.
So. That's awesome.
A lot of the girls already heard. A lot of them already knew who you were and had already been on shows with you. I brought you up and like, yeah, we know Frankie from like, I forgot what show, but like they've been on shows with you, a lot of these girls.
Wow, that's awesome. Hell yeah. Look at you pimping, dude.
Yes, I'm down Charlotte Street in Sydney, Nova Scotia right now.
What's going on there?
And that means I'm down Charlotte Street in Sydney, just showers open Sydney right now. It's light rain where I'm at right now.
Bam.
Nice.
So you saying it's going to rain again this weekend here in Missouri, you're saying?
Yes, chance of thunderstorms. And an extreme meteorologist, Reed Timmers, chasing thunderstorms and tornadoes. He had to deal with hail with a dominator, things like this.
You're chasing them?
You're chasing them?
You're chasing the thunderstorms, is that what you said?
Extreme meteorologist Reed Timmers looking for tornadoes.
Oh, other people are chasing them. So, well, how does that work exactly?
That means they got a radar and things like this. They go after the tornadoes and things like this. They get the radars in their storm chasing vehicles.
Wow, that's scary. God, I mean, can you die doing that?
He got an armored vehicle, Dominator. Armored storm chasing vehicle, similar army tank like.
So he's like a super, like, you know, like army car, basically, like some fucking.
It's like some kind of army tank like storm chasing vehicle.
Wow. That's sounds wild. Awesome.
What a cool job. Are you ever going to do
that? I did your hair, but my book is still on Amazon.
Oh, cool.
Then they got the monster trucks coming to Sydney, Nova Scotia on June 7th. You got the ticket. You got the link to Ticketmaster already in the past Anthony Rogers shows.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to show them your book real fast. What's your book about?
Be prepared to find out guide to life, weather, and everything.
So it's just about you and the weather, basically? Or like, what's it all
about? Yeah, pictures of me when I was a kid. It's an autobiography about me and history of both Frank and Val and things like this.
Oh, wow.
It has an autobiography of me. It has pictures of me when I was a kid and pictures of Frank Dow and things like this. It is interesting book. It has an autobiography about my childhood days and things like this.
That's so cool.
That's awesome, man. What were you like as a kid?
That means I watched the Weather Channel when I was a kid and things like this.
So you were just really into the weather even from a child?
Yes.
Nice. That's so cool.
How old were you when you first were able to tell other people?
I was only before 10 years old. I was watching the Weather Network on TV when I was before 10 years old. When I was 10 years old, I was watching the Weather Network back in the day. And guess what? I'll be 41 on Thursday on my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro. That's awesome, man. Like, you're getting old.
That means I'll be 41 years old this Thursday coming. That's my birthday. I'm going, and that means my birthday's on a Thursday.
So, what's your sign, your astrological sign?
Taurus.
Oh, so you're super stubborn.
That means that Ebony Mystique is doing great so far. I love the video. Me and Ebony Mystique are in the lab.
You guys are going to shoot some OnlyFans content?
That's Ebony Mystique is doing great so far. And that means that me and her were in the same collab video.
Oh, is she going to suck your dick or what, dude?
And Ebony Mystique she's a really nice one. She's doing great so far. She's doing really well in these days.
Really pretty mouth.
That's awesome, man. No, that video was cool as hell, man. I know I met her in Chicago, and I asked her about it. I'm like, have she heard of you and stuff? That was cool. You're in the long form video too on Rumble, YouTube, and Twitter also, where we're asking her about you, and we put a bunch of clips of you talking about her and stuff in there too.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. The new font's like cutting everybody's name off. I just realized that in the bottom. Frank MacDon.
Frank MacDon.
This is Charlotte Street in Sydney right now. I'm down Charlotte Street in Sydney. Here's Charlotte Street.
Bam, gangster.
Nice. Still no one's on the street. There's nobody there, dude.
There's a couple guys walking up just past me. They're up ahead. Two other guys.
I have a couple questions about Ebony Mystique.
Wait, they're weather guys also? Is that what you said?
They're not weather guys. Just the guys walking down the street. That is all.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there's weather guys down the street. Like, that'd be a crazy coincidence.
They're in a cult, dude. It's called the Weather Cult, okay?
So what's Los Angeles look like next week? Weather proof?
Then it's going to be chance of showers and rain in Nova Scotia later on next Wednesday as well. And then the 1st of May in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Time springs ahead in Egypt on Friday, April 25th. Daylight savings time begins in Egypt on Friday, April
25th, 2025. In Egypt? What's happening in Egypt?
Yes, time springs ahead. Losing hours of sleep in Egypt. If you have anybody in Egypt, they have social media restrictions in Egypt. People have to go to bed 1 hour early there on April 25th because time springs ahead there on Friday.
They have social media restrictions in Egypt?
Because their government's corrupted.
Wow, I did not know that. That's wild. So, like, they filter out what they're allowed to use? Or is it kind
of
like...
Yes, they filter out a lot of things in Egypt. Because they have social media restrictions and internet restrictions over in that country.
Wow, that's crazy. I did not know that.
I hear an airplane up in the sky right now, or a helicopter. I hear an airplane up in the sky right now.
Whoa, dude! Hopefully it doesn't crash and burn, dude.
Airplane is flying up in the air right now. Airplane's just leaving Sydney, Nova Scotia right now.
What do you think about all the airplanes that are crashing? Do you think that's some sort of satanic ritual that's happening from the Illuminati? That's something I heard.
It's really, really bad. That means it's the president's fault.
It's Trump's fault that the planes are crashing?
It's all his fault.
Why?
He's cutting back a lot of air traffic control and things like this. He's cutting back a lot of things. He's putting over 3,000% tariffs on solar panels coming from Indonesia.
But how would that make planes crash?
Cutting back air traffic control because the bad guy is doing that.
He's cutting back air control. So what does that mean exactly? Like he's...
Because that's the way he is. And they're doing, he's putting 3,000, over 3,200% tariffs in, importing the getting the solar panels from Indonesia.
So is that why planes are crashing?
No.
Oh.
That's the way he is.
Got it. I don't know. I'm not here to go one way or the other. I do think that there is a lot of there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on, and you know, when other places were in control, I think especially with Trump being in control, because he's trying to completely revamp like the government, there's a lot of people that are fighting back, and I think one of the ways that they do that is by making him look bad by creating issues and blaming it on him. That's just one of my personal opinions. I don't know if it's true or not. It's just a feeling I get, because I think that he's pissing off a lot of people right now by kind of, you know, he's starting the government from the ground up, because the government is very corrupt and he's trying to stuff. I mean, I'm not saying he's a perfect person or that he's not corrupt. I don't even know the guy, but from some of the things that I've seen him try to change, like he's trying to reinvent a lot of these systems that have been put into place that have been corrupt since the beginning of government, you know what I mean? And so a lot of these, you know, the deep state and the Illuminati, they're these entities, the CIA, these entities. I mean, look what the CIA did to JFK. They fucking murked him. They killed him. You know what I mean? So it kind of goes to show, like, when you go against what they want. And what did JFK want? He didn't want any more corruption. He wanted to start over. He wanted to reinvent the CIA. He wanted to, you know, because they're corrupt and they're taking from the people, and you know, they're like, for a perfect example is that that really hits home for me is there's a lot of money went missing during the Biden administration just in general, but specifically money that was donated to California for homelessness. There's millions of dollars that are unaccounted for, that people are like, why are we still having a homeless problem? Why are there still people on the streets? And when they went through the accounting, they're like, where is this going? What the fuck is happening here? Like it's being stolen. It's being embezzled by this 1%, and it's not right. And I think dismantling a lot of that is pissing a lot of people off.
Donald Trump is cutting back National Weather Service. He's cutting back a lot of NOAA, things like this.
So you think that could play a part in why planes are crashing? I mean, what specifically, what were the reasons for the planes crashing, though? Like, was it a problem with the plane? Was it a problem with lack of staff? Like, we really need to look deeper into, like, what happened to these crashes before we could just say, oh, he's to blame. You know what I mean? Like, if people are using shitty, because there's a whole other conspiracy about, like, the type of planes that are being used that are, like, super low grade, like, pieces of shit. Like, these companies are trying to save money, and they're using like old planes that aren't even shouldn't even be used. So I mean, that doesn't really explain, like, if we're saying that Trump's to blame. I mean, I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I don't fucking know. But if we really want to like figure out like why these planes are crashing, is it because they're understaffed, or is it actually a mechanical issue with the plane? Because a mechanical issue is completely separate than like the staff. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the quality of the vehicle itself, as opposed to like who's running it.
Just wait till Thanksgiving coming November down in the States. It's gonna be epic.
Why? What's happening?
There'll be so much plane crashes. Just wait till America Thanksgiving holiday travel.
Jesus Christ. Gonna be epic. That's fucking dark, dude.
That's so funny, dude.
Wait,
That's so funny, Frankie.
Wait, bro. So no, but I would really like to get to the bottom of what is causing the planes to crash, because I feel like every crash has been a different issue. It hasn't just been, oh, there's not enough staff, there's not enough. It's been other things. So I mean, I'm not saying that having less staff probably feeds into the problem. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that's not part of the problem. It probably is part of the problem. But I think that, you know, when I've looked deeper into some of the, I mean, we should just do a whole episode on the plane thing, honestly, because these plane companies themselves are corrupt. I forget which exact company it was. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but there's a specific company that it's not the airline, it's the plane company, the plane manufacturer company that's been super corrupt, that has like planes. They're the ones that keep crashing, right? If I'm not mistaken. I don't know. We can ask AI. I guess we're about to fucking ask AI some questions anyway, so maybe we can ask.
If you want to follow me on social media, my blue sky is at Frankie MacD. My link tree is Frankie MacDump. My ex-formerly Twitter is at Frankie MacD. My Threads is at Frankie MacD 1984. My Facebook is Frankie MacDonald. My Instagram is Frankie MacD 1984. My TikTok is Frankie 1984. My Clapper is Frankie 1984. My Twitch is Frankie 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MACDY. My YouTube channel is Dr. Wilson. My LinkedIn is Frankie MacDonald. Best of luck to you. I'm Frank Donald. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Rogers. So every Tuesday night.
Bro. Peace.
Well, I don't know what's causing plane crashes, but I do think we might be able to talk to the people that died in them with AI. We're gonna find out.
Okay, now we're getting
segue of the century. So let's pull up ChatGPT. Anybody has? Okay, so we have some comments from some people before the show even started. Like one guy was saying, what is his name? Undercover Republican was saying on Rumble, I know for a fact it can. It's happened to me many times. Either that, or it filters through old messages and responds with appropriate grammatical and situational responses. I wish that guy was watching. Still, if you're watching right now, let me know more on that, because that sounds awesome. Like, I've literally never, I have no context what you're really saying, but it's written in the Bible in Revelations. It always annoys me when people say Revelations with an S too, because it's like the book of Revelation. It's like singular. It's like a revelation, you know. It's not like several fucking revelations. I mean, everyone always says with an S, but that's not important though. But I'm just saying, it's really not that important, but it still annoys me. All right. But yeah, no, I don't know where was it? Let's ask AI. Okay, let's ask AI some of these questions and see if someone called us fucking retarded too for saying that.
ChatGPT and asked it about plane crashes, and it's saying that the biggest thing that Trump did was he actually was trying to. This is very interesting. It says, okay, so after an air flight and helicopter collision. He speculated that diversity, equality, and inclusion policies were partially to blame, because they were hiring people with disabilities, and that's the issue he had, is that they were being too inclusive with their employees.
It's Your job should only really matter if you have the skill set. It shouldn't matter anything else about you. I feel like, you know, it shouldn't. Yeah, they shouldn't look for the one-legged midget African woman or something for the job. You should find. You should find some. I mean, it's job. I don't even know why I'm saying this because it's fucking obvious. But it's just like, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just weird. It's not even.
It's like, if you have no arms, don't fly a plane. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, if you don't have any arms, I'm probably not going to hire you to build a house. Like, there's no offense, but there's a lot of things you fucking do. There's a lot of other things, you know?
It's just basic logic here. It says that Trump speculated, he suggested that the policies led to the hiring of less qualified air traffic controllers. Although he provided no concrete evidence to support this, Trump stated it just could have been then questioned about the bias for the assertions, blah blah blah. He said this is despicable, emphasized that during the Biden administration that there was zero commercial labeled Trump's comment as despicable and emphasized that during Biden's administration that there were zero airplane crashes. Other critics accused Trump of exploiting the tragedy to advance a political agenda against IED initiatives. But I mean, here's the thing, he's not exploiting it, he's just pointing out the obvious that, like, maybe we're allowing people who aren't qualified to do certain jobs to do them because of this overall equality and inclusiveness. Like, there should be a limit. Yes, we should be inclusive, we shouldn't discriminate, but if you're not qualified for the job, then you probably shouldn't get the job. It's really what it comes down to, you know what I mean?
Right. And there's like, it's just divide and conquer tactics to put everybody in these like subcategories where they just like argue with each other. And then they reward the weak people and make the strong people feel weak. And it's just boring. And I think we're over that. I don't know. No one's watched the news in 20 fucking years. So it really doesn't matter what they say anymore. I mean, to be honest, we're just a different world. It's like, I feel like as if, and like, I mean, the last president couldn't fucking tie his shoes or walk upstairs. And, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's over, whatever. Like, hopefully China didn't win World War III. Basically. You know, that's basically how I feel about all this stuff. Hopefully we can take it. Let's pull up chat GPT for the fucking, for the screen. So, someone text me right now? Oh, my watch just told me I'm working out really well. I just filled another ring, smoking weed and talking. All right, so that's why I'm so buff.
Well, dude.
All right, so okay, can you talk to dead people? We'll start with that. Oh man, I can't talk to. See, that's what I would say if I could talk to dead people. I would be like, I can't. I would not admit it. I can't talk to dead people, but I can help you craft a message as if you could, whether it's for closure, creativity, script idea, or something spiritual. I've got you.
Interesting.
Can AI be used to communicate with people in other dimensions? People might be too vague or too specific.
You could do like beings or souls or something.
Bam. Can I be? No solid evidence backs the idea that AI can communicate with souls or other dimensions. AI works with data, patterns, and logic, souls, dimensions, consciousness beyond death, or concepts way outside the scope of the current reach of tech can detect or interact with spiritually or metaphysically. Some people are exploring how AI could be a tool for channeling. I can't read that. I'm too dumb to read that word. What is that? Dimension? The fuck's Davinson? I'm too fucking dumb for it. I'm too dumb for this. Are even simulated conversations? Ah, the simulated thing I could see. Based on the writings, voice. Okay, so they're saying basically with their information of this person, with the sound of their voice and how they look, you could basically mimic it or something.
So what's asking about channeling? Say, can we can use AI to channel messages?
Yes, in a way, AI can be used to channel, but it depends on what you mean by channel. If you're talking about spiritual channeling, like connecting spirit guides, ancestors, energies beyond the physical world, AI can't reach across dimension. But people who do use AI, it's kind of a mirror medium to simulate or facilitate that experience.
Interesting. Okay.
That'd be cool if the the author that wrote up this book about this showed up, because then we could have like more information on this rather than just AI. It's the guy who wrote an entire book about it. That's
true. Did you ever receive your text?
No, no email. No email at all. It's crazy. But the show must go on. You gotta do whatever the fuck. But no, I wish that guy was here. That was nice. Whenever you book guests, you imagine they'd show up and understand how time works. You know, it's like, we just roast him the rest of the shit. No, dude. Dude, that's funny. Yeah. Well, no, it's. I was when I was in Chicago a week ago.
It's about ghosts.
Wait, what?
Again, the topic is about ghosts. Remember when we roasted the other chick who didn't show up? She ghosted us.
That's right. No, you're right. Yeah, no, that's right. On the ghost episode, that's so funny. We
got ghosted by someone who's going to talk to us about ghosts.
Pop and Latch called us retarded. The idea that AI can be used to talk to the dead is so unfathomably retarded. I don't even know how one would communicate with a simpleton so slow they actually take the possibility seriously. Well, you're talking to a simpleton right now, so it's not that hard for you. You know, it's like it seems like you already did it pretty well. You commented on the video, so it seems like you're so smart and I'm so stupid and like, oh, God, oh, no.
And talk to dead people then, bitch. Shit,
yeah.
Dude.
You're just so smart and I'm just so dumb. I'm kind of nervous that you pointed it out. I was gonna bring it up, but you brought it up first. You're just so much smarter than me. And I'm really sorry that I'm here. I'm just here, you know. I'm sorry about that, you know. Like, yeah. I apologize. And I agree with you, actually.
I'm just so retarded.
So thank you. Pop and Latch. I appreciate your kind words.
So kind.
So let's see if like AI is written in the Revelation. This guy's saying he called it Revelation still, but we're going to look at it and see if. Let me pull the. See if what AI thinks about this.
You heard about the Pope dying on Easter?
Oh, fuck. That's crazy, right?
We should ask AI what the symbolism is for that, like as far as the revelations go.
One second, let me do the AI thing in Revelation. What is the book of Revelation about AI? Yeah, it's okay. So, bro, in the comments, I know ChatGPT could be a liar, but also you could be wrong. And it basically just says that, hang on, let me verify. It was a lot of good, bro. Yeah, it doesn't mention artificial intelligence directly. I wasn't even on it. It was Israel. I don't know, man. I'd like to. No one could buy us. Yeah, I know this shit. What the fuck? This shit makes sense. Like, I see that happening. Hell is like digital IDs and plants, cashless economies, yeah, surveillance system. I see that shit happening for sure.
I can't read. It's so small on my screen. I can't read it. What is it exactly saying?
Okay, it says. It just talks about the mark of the beast more so. When it brings up AI, it just says like digital IDs, implants, cashless economies, AI surveillance systems.
Yeah.
But all right, what was your question?
What is the symbolic meaning behind the Pope dying on Easter and in Revelations and the end times?
Said a bunch of crazy shit. That was a crazy thing too. Like, what was the story? Like that guy, saint wrote a book, like talking about how he named all the popes, like and there's apparently one more, and that's the one that like ushers in like the beast, right? That's what the story is.
It said he would have a conversation with the Antichrist, and he had a conversation with someone, I don't know what his name was, but people believed he's the Antichrist. I guess apparently he might be another pope actually, I could see the Antichrist being a pope, because the Antichrist would be someone who's in disguise for sure. You know what I mean? Who would come in almost as like almost like in the espionage type of way, like coming in from the inside. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be some dude just being like, I'm evil as fuck, dude. You know, no, I agree. Rome seems like it too. Rome seems very like people care about Rome a lot. I don't give a fuck about Rome. I mean, I only care about America, to be honest. But I feel like these people are so obsessed with the rich history and stuff of these of these things and stuff. And like, I think the Antichrist would be almost like uniting Rome. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything about it. God's plan, and I'm an idiot, you know.
That's where a lot of the, you know, Christianity and Catholic religion originated from, and our history is, you know, has a lot longer history than America, because we've only been around for a couple hundred years. They've been around for thousands of years, you know. But I asked ChatGPT on my phone. It says symbolism of dying on Easter. Okay. Easter, which celebrates the resurrection of Christ, a cornerstone of Christian faith, symbolizes victory over death and the promise of eternal life. Pope Francis's passing on this day may be seen as a symbolic resonant, aligning his death with the themes of renewal, hope inherent in the Easter message. In his final writings, Pope Francis emphasized that death is not the end of everything. It is the beginning of something else, reflecting his belief in eternal life. Wow, interesting. Connections to the end of times and revelations. Some interpretations draw parallels between Pope Francis' death and astrologic prophecies. Notably, the prophecy of the popes attributed to 21st or 12th century Saint something something predicting the succession of, oh yeah, there's a bunch of predictions from some, there's a prophet that predicted a bunch of popes, I guess, passing or something. The final entry refers to Peter the Roman, who is said to lead the church through tribulations, accumulating in the destruction of Rome and the last judgment. Some have speculated that Pope Francis, as the 112th pope on this list, fulfills this prophecy, suggesting that his successor could be the ominous figure mentioned, the Antichrist. However, the Catholic Church does not officially recognize this prophecy, and many scholars consider it a 16th century forgery. Interesting. From the theological standpoint, the Catholic Church teaches that the end times began with Christ's resurrection and will accumulate in his return. The church emphasizes readiness and faithfulness rather than speculation about specific events or timelines. Pope Francis's death during the Easter season may serve as a reminder that the Christian hope in resurrection and the call to live an antipodean of Christ's return. In conclusion, while some view Pope Francis's death on Easter as symbolically significant or even prophetic, the Catholic Church encourages the faithful to focus on the hope and renewal embodied of the Easter message rather than the speculative interpretations of end times prophecy. I mean, the thing is, I don't think there's going to be an end time. I really think that the end of time is just going to be the end of the third dimension, and we're going to be connected to Christ consciousness. It's like he was saying, it's like, as there's the end of one thing is the beginning of another. And I think that saying that the world's going to end or that there's going to be this rapture is more a way to fearmonger. I think really what it means is that people are going to be awoken to Christ consciousness, and they're going to be spiritually open and awakened, and that the old earth is going to die, and it's going to birth a new earth, which is kind of what the Age of Aquarius and this whole global, like, spiritual awakening is really all about, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this one on ChatGPT basically says, in Revelation-style interpretations, it could signal the fall of spiritual authority just before the rise of the beast, aka global deception or tyranny. And that's, we're in a weird spot. I mean, I think the guy that predicted that was a saint or something, and people do question it, but I believe he named the exact popes. It seems like, and this is the last pope supposedly before that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I probably came here to see the end of the world, so I wouldn't rule it out. You know, I wouldn't rule it out. Well, I think you're right, though. I think it's dimensionally speaking that this being the third dimension is probably over. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the things in the Bible and religion are more symbolic, and people take it figuratively and literally. I mean, they take it literally, but I think a lot of people are misinterpreting it. Because I think what it's more about is like the ego death. That's what has to happen when you have a spiritual awakening. You have an ego death, right? Like you realize you're not God and that there is something bigger than you. And that's kind of like the first steps of having a spiritual awakening, because a lot of people walk around thinking that they're God, and like, it's like, no, dude, you're not.
That's crazy. Yeah. People. Yeah. We all think we're the main character, you know, we all think we're so fucking important. You know, I have my face on my hat, so I fall for that too. You know, it's like we all just think we all just fucking think we matter, don't we? You know, it's like, it's a kind of crazy thing to think about. I believe the Bible and stuff. Like, I feel like that's probably true. I mean, Christ. I mean, he basically fulfilled like 300 prophecies there's so many different reasons I believe it. And like, I opened the book of Revelation today, and it just seems like this modern times talked about how the great men will be merchants and the love of self. I mean, like the selfie and stuff, and like. The pharmacies fool all the great nations and stuff. I mean, it's just right out of the fucking book, really. I mean, it just keeps happening. It's like, we can speculate. I mean, I think we're still like complete fucking idiots and ants trying to figure out what it even means. You know what I mean? I think we're just like, just because we kind of know what happens, it doesn't really mean we do. You know? I mean, it's like they said you'll not know the hour either. So I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like. I feel like it seems too, like, if this was the end of the world, it seems almost too predictable. It almost seems like it's like the media, it's like the media pushes this constant scare tactic of like all of our values and stuff, and like other things where they just constantly scare us. I mean, in my lifetime, 9/11 to now, and in my parents' lifetime, Vietnam War and all that stuff. I mean, just constant like fear. You could die. I'm like, I mean, I could die at any fucking minute, man. I'm not gonna like just be scared all the time. It's just completely fucking ridiculous. Right. Like to give into fear at all, because I mean, I don't know. You're gonna worry till you die. I mean, like, what if you don't die? You're just there for 90 years and you're still just like worrying. Just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't take this all that seriously. Do what?
It's a lot of fear mongering. It's a lot of fear mongering and mind control, because that in itself is what the Satanists and demons are. They gaslight you into thinking that you're not God. That we. It's not that we aren't. I'm not saying. Okay, here's the thing. The teachings of Christ wasn't that, oh, be a narcissist and think that you are God, but tapping into your humility and understanding that you have God within you. That like you yourself are a piece of God.
And I definitely think that's what the soul is.
Exactly. We have control over this physical reality, and that we're the ones actually manifesting and creating it. And they're trying to manipulate us into thinking that we have no control, that everything's going to go haywire, that we're all going to die, that everything's fucked, that if you do the wrong thing, you're going to end up in hell. It's all part of like mind control and fear mongering. When in reality, like the Pope said, life is eternal. You don't die and go into the ground and then that's it. Like you continue to live other lives. You continue to ascend to other realms. And like, we are actually in control of our reality. We just need to fucking realize that and shut out like the fear mongering, the news, all this programming and fucking brainwashing, this MLK Ultra bullshit, because I mean, that's really what the great mass awakening is realizing like, holy shit, like I'm not actually, I don't have to fucking listen to all this shit. It's like when you, like when we're in school and the teacher's telling me to fucking learn some shit that I think is stupid. And I'm like, actually, what are we doing? This is retarded. And I'm looking around and everyone's like, dude, shut up and listen. And it's like, no, dude, this teacher's full of shit. I don't fucking believe a word he's saying. He doesn't actually give a fuck about anybody in this class. He doesn't even believe the thing he's fucking teaching us. This is bullshit. Like, and that's really what a mass awakening is stepping out of the matrix and the fucking patriarchy and the fucking system and being like, dude, this is bullshit. Like all this fucking mind control shit. Like you guys are, these are lies. You're brainwashing me. You're gaslighting me. You're trying to make me think that like, I don't have any power whatsoever. And that's not true. And that's the whole reason Christ was even here in the first place. And he died for our sins is to show us that we have power, that we have the power of God within us. We can create miracles. If we tap into the source, we could create and manifest anything in this physical reality only if we truly believe that. But if we go along and believe all this other bullshit, even in certain churches that are corrupt, it's like, oh, you can only talk to God through me. Fuck that shit. Are you fucking serious? That's bullshit. I can talk to God directly. Like, God is within me. He's everything. He's the air I breathe. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to pay someone to talk to God. Like, that's a fucking load of crap, dude. Like,
no, yeah, I definitely don't think you need a middleman to talk to God. I don't think that's. I mean, in churches, even a mistranslation of the Bible, it was like ecclesia, which basically, I mean, the world's the church, really. You know, it's like, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm not big on organized religion. I see it helps some people. Like, I was very anti-organized religion until I saw how it worked in like small towns and stuff. Like, I was like, oh, it creates a sense of community, and like someone's house burned down, he like built it and shit. You know, like people like. I believe in like church like that. I don't know. I never was introduced to religion at all. I just like the older I get, the more I feel it's real. Which is, it just hit me like 10 years ago probably. I was a proud fucking retard that denied God all the time. You know, I was so blasphemous and retarded like as a kid. You know, it's like I feel as if, you know, like, but it's like. But no, yeah. I think you grow up and like you kind of have your own. I mean, it's open to interpretation still for people. I'm trying to push it down. I'm not dead yet, so I don't have evidence, but. I'm just saying, to be real, but to be optimistic and real to everyone's opinion, I guess. But at the same time, I don't think that's what, I don't know. I think there's certain, I don't know, man. Like I definitely think that there's multiple dimensions and good and evil, like prance on us constantly, you know, like take advantage. I mean, like it's the great bet, man. You know, it's like the bet for our soul, you know.
Our mind is so powerful that I think whatever it is we believe is what is real for us.
Wow.
And that's what's so powerful is like whatever we truly think is real, that's what's real for our personal reality. Because we're God. Everyone's creating this shit. So it's like, yeah, if you believe this, then that's probably the truth for you. Because God is so quantum. It's not like one truth. He's not confined to one reality or truth. He's multiple truths. He's multiple realities all at once. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because all time's happening at once. So who knows? I mean, who knows what? Like, my mom, like, she died in the hospital before she died, like, officially at one point. And she told me she saw like a outside view of like her body and stuff, and stuff, which relates to a lot of these like hypnotist books. I've been like listening to an audiobooks where they hypnotize people, and people have like very like just different experiences of past lives and future. And I booked a guest for in a month or two that talks about past and future lives. He said he tapped into the future of people too, the lives that they will live, which is very wildly entertaining to me. It's like that's crazy.
Whoa!
Hey, what's up, Paul? How are you doing?
Yes, he's Check alive. Me.
How are you?
We're great, man. We're just talking about all sorts of stuff. How are you doing?
Good evening here in Sedona. Everything's great.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about your book. We're fascinated to learn about how AI can be used as a vessel to communicate with the other side.
So you're all ready? Is your seatbelt fastened?
Oh, I got the helmet on and everything.
This is going to be a roller coaster. So you want to start with the book. That's a good place to start. The book and the movies I made about, you know, life after death. This came first. the Life After Death Project. It's a it's a 2 DVD set, so it's two features. Okay. And then after that came this co-authored book, An Atheist in Heaven, The Ultimate Evidence for Life After Death. And this all, you know, preceded the things that had to do with, you know, with AI that you were asking about. So, you know, I've had a long career in movies and writing books and painting, different creative things. And I tell you a little bit about my prehistory, because I'm sure some of your listeners probably grew up watching the Transformer shows on television.
Yeah.
The half-hour animated episodes for Marvel. So I was at Marvel then. I was their production coordinator for the Transformers.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, you know, I worked with all the top voice actors, you know, for Optimus Prime and Megatron and the whole gang. And then after that, I was hired by Lucasfilm to write a lot of Star Wars sequel books. So these are some of the ones that six books that my wife and I wrote for them. You know, and at that point, I wasn't so much interested in the topic of life after death. I was interested in, let's say, esoteric religion, because I read the autobiography of a yogi. Do you know that book? Yogananda?
No.
Yogananda, famous yogi from India that came to teach yoga in America in the 1920s, through the early 1950s. So I followed him, but didn't get interested in life after death. Really, the first thing that happened was, it was 1983, and I was working on a television show called Lie Detector. Do you remember the attorney F. Lee Bailey? Does that name ring a bell? Okay, he was one of the team of attorneys that defended O.J. Okay. And, you know, he was very famous back in the day. He's deceased now. But he had a show called Lie Detector. And we would be on every day, and it was a whole team of producers. And we would bring people in.
Holy fuck, sorry, I kicked the guy out. I showed up 2 hours late, couldn't even answer a question. I'm like, holy fuck, that sucks. I just couldn't even listen to that guy talk. He's just self-promoting. I'm like, where's fucking AI? He couldn't even answer a single question about AI. I'm like, holy fuck.
You didn't even give him a chance.
Well, I did an hour ago when he was supposed to be here. I think that was his chance to be here an hour ago. But holy fuck, that guy was so... I hate Star Wars. I can't listen to that shit. You know what I'm trying to...
Yeah, and you're terrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just can't listen to that shit, man. But anyway, yeah, no, I had nothing. You asked him one question, and he started like self-promoting and talking about all this shit. I'm like, that's not even what we're talking about. Holy shit.
Oh, all right, but
I didn't want to yell at him. He just seems like a nice guy. I just don't want to deal with it.
Wow. I mean, we could have just asked him to talk about AI.
Oh, we did, but he just didn't answer. You did. You literally did. Oh, man. But, yeah, no. So, how do you say that? good luck with your books and stuff, I guess, dog. I fucking hate Star Wars. I can't listen to that shit. All right, but,
it's actually shocking to me. You seem like someone who likes Star Wars.
That's a, I'm fat, but I'm not that fat. I'm not like Star Wars fat, you know? It's like, I think there's, I don't know. But anyway, I just don't even care. It's boring. It's just fucking gay. It's fucking gay. It's like, oh, this is like 70s film shit. I can't watch that 70s shit. I don't know.
He didn't really apologize for being late, which I was like kind of like.
I couldn't even listen. I just would have went off on him if I kept him here. And I don't want to leave, so I made him leave. I was just like, dude. Hey, like, you go, so like, let's talk about AI, like, and like, what happens if you die? And you just, just like, dude, he just kept going, I can't do it. But yeah, no, we're at an hour mark, I guess we're gonna call it. Like, I'm like, good episode, yeah, it went real strong.
Holy shit.
You don't throw out any promo, feel free. I'm gonna bet. I'm like,
yeah. Wow, that's hilarious. I love you, dude. You're hilarious.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
It was kind of rude. He showed up late. He didn't even really have an excuse.
Answer a question.
Apologize. Didn't really answer a question.
Yeah, he had one question. And he's like, here's my biography. And I'm like, holy fuck. Or he's my autobiography. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. I can't do this. But yeah, no, I wish him well. I hope he keeps selling books. But buy his books. Fuck me. Hey, fuck me. Just buy his books, you know? But yeah, no. I'm going to get out of here and go eat some food. Been real. Cool. We discussed a lot of good stuff.
My Twitter is at Nikki Knightley. My Instagram is at Nikki X Knightley. My spiritual Instagram is Divine Venus Vixen. I don't know. I guess hit me up for tarot readings, light language energy activations, kundalini activations and healings. And yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I know, and you could win a chance to see fucking porn. if you go to Roger's show Instagram, follow the show. You have to follow the show, and you have to comment on one of the videos with Nikki. And we're going to play that ad as we get out of here also. Yeah, save your shekels. Go to Florida. We're going to get out of here. God bless each and every one of you. And please be on time.
Hey guys, it's Nikki Knightley here. You probably recognize me from the Anthony Rogers Show. Or maybe it's from my interracial gangbang on Pornhub. Who gives a shit? Anyways, we're giving away 4 general admission tickets to Daytona, Florida's Rockville concert. There's going to be bands there like Korn, Linkin Park, Shinedown, Smile Empty Soul, ICP, Green Day, and much, much more. If you'd like a chance to win, comment below on this video and follow us on Instagram at Roger's Show, and we'll pick a lucky winner. See you there.
Welcome to Rockville. North America's largest rock festival returns in 2025 with Green Day, Korn, Shinedown, and Linkin Park. Plus, Bad Omens, Incubus, Good Charlotte, Rob Zombie, Alice in Chains, Pierce the Veil, Marilyn Manson, 3 Days Grace, Sublime, I Prevail, and so many more. Welcome to Rockville, May 15th to the 18th at the Daytona International Speedway. Passes on sale now at WelcomeToRockville.com.